In customer support, this is David. How may I help you? Yes, sir. This is an Apple customer support. How may I help you, sir? Like, for what reason they have been like charging you, sir? Like, can you read the text message or an email you have been received, sir? Alright, so I'll... Did you receive this message today or yesterday, sir? Today, right? Okay, so like, it has been happening to you for the several times or for the first time, sir? Perfect, so I'll be checking all possibilities for why this is happening to your Apple account, and I'll be like, sorry for the inconvenience caused to you, okay? Do not worry, sir, I'll be happy to help you out with it. Okay, so before I go ahead, sir, let me pull up your information. So could you help me with your first and last name, sir? Perfect, Mr. John, could you help me with your zip code, like your current zip code? Perfect, thank you, Mr. John, for providing me your information. Let me verify your current zip code so I can verify you and provide you more information, all right? All right, Mr. John, as per your current zip code, I can see you are from like New York. Is that perfect? Thank you, sir. So could you help me with your email? Perfect. So Mr. John, like, could you like ask me your concern, sir? I'm just checking all possibilities, okay? So this might take a couple of seconds, okay? All right, Mr. John, as per your concern, I have checked your Apple account, and I see here there are 3 active logins on your Apple account, which is in Germany, the second one is from New York, and the third one is from Shanghai, China. So could you please verify which could be your current location, sir? Perfect. So I see here that the locations are coming from Germany, China, and New York. So could you help me with your current address so I can check that for you, sir? Yes, sir. I don't know, sir. There might be some hacking activities going on with you, sir. So I'll be checking all possibilities and providing you more information, okay? Perfect. So, Mr. John, like, this has been, like, verified with your end, but the reason is that what I can see here is I can see there are 2 MacBook and 1 iPad which has been logged in from Germany, and there are 2 iPads and 3 iPhones which have been logged in from China. So did you go to these locations and logged into all these devices? Perfect. So did you share your Apple ID or your password? Sir, I'm asking you, did you share your ID or your password? Perfect. So Mr. John, like, as per your concern, there are several devices active on your account. So for a verification purpose, could you verify like which devices are you using from Apple, sir? Like an iPhone, an iPad, or a MacBook? Perfect. So Mr. John, for a verification purpose, I'm just asking you all these questions, okay? So you didn't authorize those devices to be on your account, right? So have you been to those locations, or do you have any of your family members or friends over there? Perfect. So I'll go ahead and disconnect those devices from your account, but before that, let me connect your device to the Apple security server so we can diagnose your device and remove those connections from your account. Okay, so Mr. John, while connecting you to the headquarters server, will be keeping your device under surveillance for next 24 hours. Okay, so within 24 hours, the AI backing team will be diagnosing your device and removing those connections from your account. Okay, so this will be also protecting your device from those imposters who have an access to your device. Okay, so your whole information will be safe while you will be connecting to the headquarters server, okay? So the backend team will be like freezing your each and every information, so no hacker will be able to make any kind of activities using your information, all right? Perfect. So Mr. John, before we begin, just to let you know that you have my credential and my callback number along with the ticket number, because if you get disconnected, you don't have to restart everything over, okay? So, sir, take one pen and a piece of paper handy and let me know once you're ready so I can guide you with the instructions. Perfect. So, Mr. John, you just have to write down my name like you're speaking to Mr. David Gomez. Like DavidGomez. Perfect. So, Mr. John, just below that, you have to write down my employee ID as well. So, the ID number is A for Alpha 5256. Like A as in Alpha 5256. Okay, and Mr. John, just below that, you have to note down the ticket number as well. So, Mr. John, this is an complaint number which I'm raising a complaint on. Your Apple ID has been compromised and the hackers from Germany and China are using your Apple ID. So, the ticket number is 030510. All right, so I provided you this information because in case if we get disconnected, you don't have to restart everything over, okay? Now, yes, perfect, sir. So I'll be providing you callback number as well, okay? So the callback number is 20372672214. Perfect, Mr. John, and I provided you this information because you don't have to restart everything over, okay? Perfect. So, Mr. John, now I'll be connecting you to the headquarters server on a secure server software, okay, which has been provided us from the Apple customer support headquarters. So, could you open your App Store? Now, search for an application as AnyDesk, like A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yak, D as in Dakota, E as in Eric, S as in Sam, and K as in Kite, like any desk. Perfect. And the options would be like any desk remote desktop, which is one red square and two white triangles in between. Do you see? Just install an application, Mr. John, and let me know once. So this is unsecured software, Mr. John, but before I began to like connect you to the headquarters server, sir, could you help me, like could you verify me your date of birth, sir? Perfect, 1962. All right, Mr. John, like did that application has been downloaded? Perfect, now just open that application. Your address onto your screen. Perfect, just provide me your address so I can connect you to the headquarters server from your end, okay? Perfect. So, Mr. John, you will be receiving one pop-up on your screen, okay? You just have to accept each and every positive options which you'll be receiving on your screen to get connected to the headquarters server, okay? Just accept and continue each and every option what you see on your screen. Perfect. Because this is unsecured software, it will be like asking you for each and every permissions, okay? All right, so Mr. John, what do you see on the screen? All right, so just go back to your home screen. Are you on your home screen? What do you see on the screen? Like, could you open your settings? Did you open your settings, sir? What do you see on the screen after opening your settings? Like, could you see like privacy and security? Just click on privacy and security, sir. And what do you see next? Sorry? What is this?